the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, there is a chance for some hazardous weather in New Jersey tonight. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch for Mercer and Monmouth counties and all parts south in the state until about midnight. Storms could roll in after 8 p.m. Residents are advised to stay alert. The full New Jersey 101.5 weather forecast is coming up after news. Authorities have identified the Hudson County Sheriff's Officer who died in a harrowing high-rise fall at work this morning. 29-year-old Justin Rivera was on duty around 9:30 a.m. when he was found lying outside the Hudson County Administration Building in Jersey City. Preliminary investigation shows that the officer crashed through a window and fell from a ninth floor and that his death does appear to be accidental in nature, while an autopsy is pending. Bayonne's mayor has said that the man is a former Bayonne police officer. Law enforcement around New Jersey is reviewing incidents with rowdy teens during the past few weeks at boardwalks, carnivals, and malls to try to find better ways to respond. Edison Police Chief Thomas Bryan, whose officers dealt with the rowdy teens at Menlo Park Mall, blames social media. He says generations of teens have gone to malls all over New Jersey for decades, but in 2025, it's a different experience.
You and I, you know, you got together with three, four, five, you know, friends. You rode your bike to the mall. You walked around, you know. Now, you know, with the power of social media, there's just, you have such an audience. They're reaching out to so many people.
Bryan says Menlo Park Mall management has responded to requests made by he and the mayor of Edison, and they'll be implementing many of the measures that they've asked for. Now, the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Stocks edge a bit higher to end the week. Consumer sentiment snapped a four-month decline in late May as tariff fears eased. The University of Michigan's final reading for the month edged up a point from early May. Meanwhile, President Trump's tariff plan is being reinstated by a federal appeals court for now. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 54 points at 42,270. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. And J1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Can we expect some sun for Saturday? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We do have a flood watch for northern and western parts of New Jersey through tomorrow morning, as we will have some rain developing as we head through tonight. It may take until the mid to late evening hours for some of this steadier rain to move in, but there will be some downpours, even a couple of thunderstorms that could lead to some flooding, certainly some ponding on roadways, lows in the upper 50s tonight. Clouds tomorrow, some lingering rain in the morning, then a couple of afternoon or evening showers and thunderstorms. Some of those could be gusty with small hail. Highs near 70 tomorrow. Clearing and cooler later tomorrow night, low near 50, and a cool start to the month of June on Sunday. It'll be a breezy day. Sunshine will mix with some clouds, highs in the mid to upper 60s, but highs back in the 70s with sunshine Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Clark, 74. Middletown, 69. Atlantic City, 68. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by Wind Creek Bethlehem. Skip the summer traffic. In just 90 minutes, you could be enjoying a beautiful hotel room, delicious dining, a luxury spa, and the hottest slots all at Wind Creek Bethlehem. Plan your getaway at windcreekbethlehem.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.